Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service, that's the Department of Meteorology in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that the level of solar activity has continued to fall very significantly. The latest information from Sydney indicates that the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to three, single digit three. That's the lowest it's been for some months. And the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 69. 69, also a very low level. So those low numbers for solar activity or sunspot numbers indicate that long distance, multipath or multi-hop propagation on frequencies above about 14 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths worldwide will continue to be unsatisfactory. However, frequencies above 14 megahertz on daylight paths will be somewhat more reliable. We're still moving through sunspot cycle number 24, and the latest available information is that this cycle will continue until well into year 2018. So we don't expect to experience any significant change in solar activity or sunspot activity or even propagation on the higher frequencies for some months from now. In our program today, we have some information concerning monitoring made here in Melbourne, monitoring observation spectrum research, and some shortwave station news. And station news first of all. Japanese political broadcasting services operating from various transmitting sites. The latest schedule, according to the Nagoya DX Circle, is that these transmissions are now on the air as follows. Station known as Radio Sea Breeze uses 6040 between 1300 and 1400 from the Yamata, Japan transmitting site, in Korean, Chinese, Japanese, and English. And another broadcasting service, a similar political broadcasting station, known as Wind from Japan, broadcasts as follows. On 7335, between 1500 and 1600, from a transmitting site at Taiwan, in Korean. On 9965, parallel to 9975, broadcasting from 1530 until 1600 from relay station at Palau in Korean, and between 1300 and 1330 on 9900 and 9940, broadcasting in Korean from Taiwan relay station. And the third station in this series is station known as Furuatu no Katse, that's K-A-Z-E, broadcast on 9960 from the Palau relay station, Japanese, 1430 to 1500 and 1600 to 1630, and from Taiwan on 6155 between 1700 and 1730 in Japanese, on 7335 in Korean between 1630 and 1700, and on 9900 between 1330 and 1400 from the Taiwan relay station. Well, thanks for the information from the Nagoya DX's circle for that information concerning Japanese political broadcasting organisations using various transmitting sites in Asia. I now have some monitoring information made here in Melbourne. Quite good reception in our morning period, just prior to local sunrise, as we move into our winter months. The summary I made recently between 2000 and 2030 in the 31 metre band, quite a lot of activity there. 9410, the BBC, with its world service in English from the Dabaya relay station. 9420, the Voice of Greece, with its Greek language programs. 9425, the Voice of Korea from Pyongyang in North Korea in German. And 9440, very strong signal of China Radio International, broadcasting in English from the Kunming station. And on 9480, an extremely strong signal from NHK Tokyo Radio Japan in Japanese. That's actually intended for Australia and New Zealand, and programs received at good level from the Yamata relay station. On the next frequency, 9490, the Voice of America from the Kuwait station, broadcasting in French. And 9525, China Radio International, broadcasting in Russian from Beijing transmitting site. And the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service from Riyadh, using 9555 for its Arabic service, and also on 9675 and 9870. So three frequencies there for Saudi Arabia. And 9565, Adventist World Radio, broadcasting from the Nauen relay station in Germany with programs in French. And 9645, China Radio International from the Kunming broadcasting site in China, with programs in French. And we'll come back to our monitoring survey in just a moment after some more news. And this information from our European monitors from the Shortwave Listener DX Bulgaria newsletter in Sofia. Afghanistan, reception noted in Europe of the external service on single frequency 6100 between 1530 and 1635 in English, Urdu and Arabic to Southern Asia. And Radio Publique Africaine, a broadcasting station using relay facilities in Issoudun in France, noted on 15480 from Issoudun between 1800 and 1858 with 250 kilowatts, 145 degrees, it's 145 to Southern Africa, broadcast in Kurundi. And the Radio Voice of Adal, another station using relay facilities at Issoudun in France, 15205 between 1500 and 1530 to East Africa in Arabic on Wednesdays and Saturdays, and 1530 to 1558, same frequency, to East Africa in Tigrinya on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Interference on the same frequency from
Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service with its holy Quran programs. Radio Dengue Kurdistan, extended transmission noted in Europe recently. 1930 through until 2100 on 11600 with 300 kilowatts, 116 degrees, 116 to Western Asia in Kurdish. And the station has previously signed off at 2030, so it looks like there's a half-hour extension. It's not known whether that's a permanent change of schedule or temporary alteration. Dimitsi Radio, that's D-I-M-T-S-E, Dimitsi Radio Irina, E-R-E-N-A, another station broadcasting from relay stations between 1700 and 1730 on 11965 in Tigrinya on Mondays to Fridays to East Africa, and 1730 to 1800 on the same frequency, Arabic Mondays to Fridays, and 1700 to 1800 on Saturdays and Sundays in Tigrinya. Yemen, reception noted in Europe of the Republic of Yemen Radio, broadcasting via relay station in Saudi Arabia, from Jeddah, actually. The frequency is 11860, 0900 to 1758, in Arabic, near the Middle East, 1752 through to 2300, also in Arabic, to the Middle East. Now, we have some more monitoring information, continuing on from where we left off a moment ago. 31 metre band observed here in Melbourne between 2000 and 2030. 31 metre band, 9 megahertz. 9670, the Vatican Radio from the Santa Maria de Galleria transmitting station in the Vatican, broadcasting in English. 9760, Adventist World Radio from Guam, KSDA, with its early morning service in Russian. 9770, Adventist World Radio from the Issedan relay station in France, broadcasting in the MEA language, M-E-E-R-E. 9790, Radio France International from Issedan with its French programs. And on 9810, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran with programs in English and Spanish. 9845, China National Radio Network 1 in Chinese, also on 9860. 9865, China Radio International from Kunming in Chinese. And 9915, the BBC from the Wolverton station in England with its world service. And 9935, the Voice of Greece in Greek, international programs, and in parallel with 9420. So that's all in our monitoring survey for this time. Good reception here in Victoria, Eastern Australia, in the mornings between 2000 and 2030.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.